1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Go. Fat Dad Podcast. Hello and welcome to the Fat Dad Podcast. I'm your host, JB. And this week we are talking about my week on the Stone in the Week diet, the week from hell. Let's check out if it was all worth it. So, this week, as discussed in last week's episode, I was taking part in the Stone in the Week diet, which guarantees, air quotes included, guarantees you lose a stone in a week. And I've got to say, I picked a terrible week for it. First of all, you could probably tell in the last episode that I had the start of a cold coming on, so my voice wasn't quite right. But that cold got worse and worse throughout the week, and it became a nightmare. So straight away I was dealing with that. Not that I want sympathy from everyone, but yeah, just letting you know, I had a cold, but I still put out an awesome show, so you're welcome. Second of all, I was off work, but I decided to do a week of work on a building site. So in the building trade, that was great. So I faced adversity from my colleagues, where every day I was dropping them off as I was the driver. I was dropping them off at KFC twice. I took them down to they were going to the cafe every morning and getting bacon sandwiches. And there I was with my grapefruit and my selection of fruit, whilst they're tucking into a double zinger chili mega burger, if there is such a thing. But yeah, I've stayed strong throughout, and it really was an eye-opener. And hopefully it's all going to be worth it when I weigh myself later on in the episode. So stay tuned for that. Yeah, so Monday, it was fairly easy to start off with, as it always is. You start with dry slice of toast and a tin of tomatoes, so that's all right. Tomatoes on toast, not too bad, it's manageable. You probably would have had two or maybe even three if it wasn't part of a diet. Yeah, so that's fair enough. I had that in the morning. At this point, I was working my normal office job, so I had that before I went to work. Whilst in work, I had fresh fruit. I took an apple, a banana, an orange, and a kiwi fruit. Plenty of variety, various levels of sweetness, so that was fine. I got my fruit out when I arrived at work.
Oh my!
Colleague asked, "You starting your healthy eating?" So straight away, I was rumbled. But yeah, Don, that's Don. Shout out to Don. He does listen, so if he's listening, shout out to you, Don. I don't mind him knowing. There's other people who might ridicule me a little bit, but yeah, Don's one of the good guys. So that was fine. And then for dinner, two hard-boiled eggs, salad, and a grapefruit. Now, that's not the most maybe in the summer you'd find that okay. But that was all right, because it was the first one, that was fine. So, the next day, Tuesday, I just had a day off. My shift was finished, so it was just a day at home. So I had a grapefruit and boiled egg. Now, I tend to go for the red grapefruits, because they're a little bit sweeter, a little bit more manageable. So that's fine. I like the grapefruit. It's quite, can be quite sharp, but yeah, that's fine. And a boiled egg. So what I'd normally do for lunch, you get a slice of toast with this. Normally I'd take the egg and have that on the toast, but on this occasion I didn't because I was at home. Yeah, I just had the boiled egg and the grapefruit. Minimal breakfast, drunk plenty of water. That took me through to lunchtime, when we had a grilled chicken with tomatoes and a slice of toast. Yeah, so this wasn't too bad. I flattened the chicken out, took a chicken breast, squashed it down, salt, pepper, lemon, cooked it in the clay pan, so no oil required, gave it a few minutes each side, come out lovely, chopped it all up, and then I had tomatoes on toast with it, I believe, so there, that was fine. And then the best dinner of the week, grilled steak with salad, a lovely bit of ribeye, salt, pepper either side. And again, onto the old clay pan, link in the description. No oil needed, which it was nice. Don't get me wrong, it was lovely. But I do like a nice bit of olive oil or butter to fry a steak in. But yeah, it was nice. That was manageable. Wednesday again was grapefruit and a boiled egg. Fresh fruit any amount. And on this day, I was on the building site. The first morning, the boss come back with bacon rolls for everyone. I couldn't take part, unfortunately. I declined and just sat. I'd already ate my grapefruit and boiled egg before I left for work. So yeah, I just declined, held out till midday for my fruit. But when I got home, I come home to two grilled lamb chops, which were lovely, perfectly cooked by my lovely wife, Katie, and a grapefruit for dessert, if you can call it dessert. Yeah, that was fine, making sure each day that I drank plenty of water, and it was on this day, actually, that I did go to load up with some more sand, and on the way back, my brother, who I work with, had gone out and bought a load of sweets. One of my weaknesses, but again, held out. I was pretty chipper at this point. I did record a few videos during the week that I planned to post, but I just thought I looked silly, so I didn't post them. But I may still post them. But at this point, I seemed happy. My face looked a bit thinner, so that was good. Yeah, so then this was when we get onto the hard days. Thursday was one slice of dry toast for breakfast, fresh fruit, which is easy enough, but at this point, you get sick of the same fruit. And hard-boiled egg salad for and grapefruit for dinner. And Friday, a slice of dry toast, fresh fruit again, and fresh fish and salad for dinner. So these 2 days, back-to-back, it's normally, Friday night is normally when I go out and get a kebab. But knowing you guys would be counting on me and be bitterly disappointed, almost as bitter, your disappointment would be almost as bitter as the grapefruits and lemon juice I've been drinking and eating all week. So obviously I didn't want to let you guys down, so I saw it through. It was on Thursday and Friday. Thursday night, my brother ordered a kebab. I was very jealous. Friday night, I took my other colleague, Zach. Zach will be listening with his mum. Hello, Zach. Hello, Pam. Mick might be there. Hello, Mick. Drew probably won't, but hello, Drew. They're all fans of the show, I know, so hi, guys. So Zach treated his family to the biggest KFC in the world. And old Muggy's here was giving him a lift home. So I had to sit there with the smell of KFC, which everyone knows is so infectious. It gets into your skin and you get KFC fever. And you can't have anything but KFC. But I went home and had a cod fillet and some salad. So, that was nice. I know what I'd prefer. Yes, yeah, so thanks for that, Zach. Nice one. And then Saturday, I was working again. Busy week, as I said. And at this point, my cold had taken full effect. My brother described me as hangry, but with great willpower. But I think at this point, my cold was kicking in. And so for breakfast, a single glass of grapefruit juice. So not even a whole grapefruit, just the juice of a grapefruit. So that's good. And then fresh fruit again. By now, yeah, I'm getting sick of fresh fruit, literally. I was sick one of the mornings, but I think that was because of the cold. In the evening, though, I had grilled chicken. So we just got a whole chicken on this occasion, cooked that, and I had that with carrots, which my brother supplied by my brother Clark. Nice one, Clark. So I had carrots prepared as chips and then oven cooked. Let's just say they're not quite chips, but yeah, they were a change. I tried to trick the old stomach, but it's cleverer than I thought. He's a clever guy, so yeah, he was just like, yeah, these are just carrots cut like chips. I'm not a mug, so I was like, all right, sorry, I tried. Yeah, so that was that. And then Sunday wasn't too bad. I forgot to have my grapefruit Saturday night, so missed out there, so I couldn't have been that hungry. Sunday, scrambled eggs and grilled tomatoes because we've run out of tinned. That was very nice, actually. I cooked it in the old clay pan. Link in the description. Affiliate link, so I might get a few pence, but you know me. Sharing is caring. Yes, then two poached eggs and spinach. Now, I'm not a big fan of spinach, but it was okay. It was something different. Cooked it, boiled it in water, salt and pepper, a little bit of lemon juice just to give it a little zing, and it wasn't too bad. Turns out I can't poach eggs, so I just had fried eggs without the oil, cooked in the clay pan, just basically, yeah, poached eggs in a frying pan. That was fine. And then we went to the mother and father's, who will be listening. Grilled steak, lovely steak, nice sirloin. Better cut than I'd been getting, so thanks, Mum and Dad. And a lovely salad. It was perfect, yeah, lovely. So after that, I was getting a little bit hungry. I thought it's the end of the diet. I could do with a kebab on the way home, but I resisted. The missus talked me out of it because I'd also been paid by then. So I was thinking, should I get a sneaky kebab? But no, I didn't. Yeah, we come home. And then that was it. It was weighing time. So let's go over to the kitchen and see what I weigh and see if the week from hell was worth it. Okay guys, day 7, diet's done, let's see what I weigh. Woo! Wearing the same outfit, same socks, for fairness.
Current weight is 30 stone and 1 pound. Wow, big boy, that's a big drop. Well done, sweet cheeks. Stone in a week diet, more like 2 stone in a week diet. Ha 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 ha. Oh, my sides split.
Well, I can genuinely not believe that that's what I've lost, but it's there on the scales. I've taken pictures to prove it. It's pretty unbelievable. That's the most I've ever lost on this diet, so I am over the moon. I can only do it 1 week in 3. So it may come back into my future plans, just for a little boost every now and then. So it's great. Follow the diet, guys. Go back, check Pinterest, look at the pin for the stone in a week diet, follow it, and hopefully you can lose similar sort of levels of weight to me. I'm really happy with that. So now really this week I'm going to be working with a few experts. Going to hopefully be recording some interviews, and the following podcasts are going to be a little different. This one's actually run on, it's the longest podcast so far at about 12 and a half minutes. So hopefully that doesn't push me over my bandwidth because I'm only on the free plan, but we'll see how that goes. That's my daughter. Come and say hello, Kayla, to everyone.
Hello.
That's Kayla. She's just having her dinner. I'm just trying to wrap up before.
I'm not had dinner. I've had dinner.
Oh, she already had dinner. Sorry. All right then, guys. Yeah, she had dinner at school. She's had school dinner. Anyway, so that is that. Next week, I've just bought a load of low-carb meals. I'm going to be doing a little bit of low-carb, just really to maintain. Yeah, so I'm just going to be doing keto next week, just very, just a starter thing, just to get my body into ketosis. And I'll post some details of that on my blog. That's Josh in the background trying to get involved. He's eating the chocolate, so that's good. So that's it, guys. Thanks for listening. Listen to the bit coming up. It'll tell you all about our social medias. Kayla, do you want to say bye to everyone?
Bye.
Katie, do you want to say bye to everyone?
Bye.
Josh, you want to say bye?
Bye.
Now that'll do. All right, then, guys. Thanks for listening. Speak to you soon. Bye. Hello and thank you for listening to the latest episode of the Fat Dad Podcast. For more information, visit us at www.fatdadblog.co.uk. Follow us on Twitter at Fat Dad Pod, on Pinterest at Fat Dad Pod, and follow us on Instagram. You guessed it, Fat Dad Pod. And now, over to the outtakes.
Wow. Can you believe that? I can't believe that. Oh my God. Give me a cuddle.
That's all right, isn't it? Over 2 stone.
So your final figure was? Because it's upside down. 30 stone, 1 pound.
Jesus. Right, I'm going to get a kebab.
And get myself going.
Okay, tell everybody I'm doing an apple juice.
She's just having an apple juice, just in case you're all wondering.